You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Exciting to be back. Welcome back to everyone. Hope everybody had a good short summer. Ready to talk a little football. We just finished practice five. So we had our first 2 days in just helmets. And then the last 3 days have been in just upper pads. We haven't put on full pads yet. That'll come tomorrow. But it's been a good 5 days getting acclimated to being out there a little bit more than they are for a summer conditioning, as well as just our first glimpse at a lot of new players, as well as just seeing what the retention is from some of our older guys from what they did in the spring and summer. But excited about where we're at. We've got a long ways to go, but we're just evaluating every day to find extra guys, more depth that can help us. We know that we have a good amount of guys back at certain spots, but we have a lot of positions that are really up for grabs where there's really good competition, and more competition this year at a number of positions than we've had since I've been here. So I know as a coaching staff, we're excited about maybe building some depth, as well as having really good competition on a daily basis to push each other. So we'll open it up.
I know you haven't had a lot of time with him, but have you seen anyone flash that maybe hasn't been a regular player so far?
There's been a number of players. It's it's so early. We haven't done any live situation things. There's a lot of guys. I'd leave a bunch of them out that have really done a nice job.
Got to ask about Adrian. What, now that he's live and, in terms of throwing the ball full time.
Been really sharp. He's done a nice job. He continues to learn what we're doing. I know that he and Coach Klein and the QBs sit with those guys in the morning, and I think just continuing to absorb more and more of the playbook and feeling more and more comfortable with the offensive scheme. But seeing some really, really good things, throwing the ball, running the ball, and getting us in the right play.
Behind Deuce, where's that set?
It's wide open. I've been impressed with DJ Giddens. I think he's made a nice step from where he was in the fall to spring, and now spring to this fall. Excited about him. We have some competition. Shippers is still in there doing some good things. Junior college player Anthony Frias that's in here that's doing a nice job. LeJames White's doing a nice job. We have a lot of depth there. We need to put those guys in really into the fire over the next 2 weeks to see how it's going to shake out.
Do you have an update on Khalid Duke's status at this point?
Yes, we're confident he's going to be set and ready to go for the first game. And we are being very smart with him. Coming off the injury that he had, and then he missed some time for some other things. But he is going to be on target to be ready to go on September 3rd.
You said safety was a question mark headed into fall camp. You're probably only 20-30% into it, but do you feel much better than practice one?
Well, we have a lot of depth, and I'm excited about the competition. We're playing 6-7 guys back there in the three safety spots that I don't know if we don't have an established depth chart by any means at either the free, the strong, or our middle safety, the jack, but lots of people are getting a look, some of the newer players that maybe just arrived here, Drake Cheatham's one that just arrived, Kendre Stigger just arrived, they're starting to get in the mix. VJ Payne's a freshman, Jordan Perry's a freshman, doing some really good things that are young guys. And then you've got a few of the older guys like TJ and Sincere, and Josh Hayes is an older guy but a new guy. So a lot of bodies back there, and we'll see how it all shakes out. Kobe Savage is doing a really good job back there. We're excited about seeing him make that big leap from spring, spending a ton of time in the summer of watching film and learning more and heading into fall.
Is Will Honus, is he full go, and how has he kind of – I guess, absorbed the new system that he's playing?
Yeah, it was good to get him in 7-on-7 during the spring so he could get acclimated to how we practice and some of the calls, and he's been cut loose, and he's cleared to go and sharing a lot of those reps with Austin Moore. Both of those guys are going to battle, and both are going to play right now. But excited about Will. Will's a really good football player.
Coach, as far as the defensive system goes, obviously last year you made the transition full-time. How much more confident are the guys in the defense now as opposed to a year ago?
I think they're a lot more confident. I think they're more comfortable. I think they can problem solve more than they could have last year of things that or plays and schemes that have been a problem for us last year. They're starting to understand and maybe bringing some solutions to us, even as coaches. The communication is a lot better, which tells you that they do understand it pretty well. But there's a lot of guys that are brand new with that system too, that we have to get integrated in understanding the stuff quickly. But the fact that we were full time with it in the spring and full time with it in the summer is giving guys a lot of comfort.
And as far as Sean Robinson goes, I know originally when we had the press conference, you said that probably was going to play safety. He's listed on the roster as a linebacker. Kind of where do you see him fitting in, and how has he progressed?
Yeah, in the spring we played him both spots. We played him at safety and we played him at linebacker. And the more we were able to evaluate him from watching all the spring tape and being around him in the summer, we thought closer to the ball was better. And so we've started him out at linebacker. And he's been a really big, not even a surprise, because he's played football and he's an older guy, but just his level of understanding has grown quite a bit from where it was in the spring to where it is now. And there's a lot of growth still left for Sean, but very strong, very explosive, extremely competitive, physical player that we're excited about.
Last question I have for you is about Nate Matlack. Last year he really popped in his first true redshirt freshman season. What kind of have you seen from him as he's progressed, and has he put on muscle? Kind of, would you talk about him for a little bit?
Bigger, stronger, more knowledgeable, understands what we're doing. You know, added probably 10 pounds of weight as well as muscle, we think he can have a real breakout year, especially with Felix on the opposite side, drawing an awful lot of attention. It's really going to free up a number of players, but Nate's one of those guys that could be a big benefactor of it. But Nate's in really good shape and bigger, stronger, and we're excited about what he's going to be able to do this year.
RJ Garcia, still looking as good as he did in the spring, maybe even better.
RJ's picked up where he left off. He's a really talented kid that, for a young player, understands the game so well, has learned from Cade, who has been really sharp in helping him, and Phillip and Malik, and excited because RJ's in the mix. You know, he's in that top mix of guys that's going to play a lot for us, and just going to continue to refine his skills and go up against, you know, Julius and Echo and some of our older guys, but excited where RJ is.
And how does that competition level shake out? You mentioned competition in different units. What about at wide receiver up and down the roster?
Yeah, you know, our top three really are back from ending the season when we lost Landry in the bowl game. You know, it was Cade, it was Phillip, it was Malik. Those were our top four with Landry. Landry gets hurt, so our top three really were back with those three guys that I think are really seasoned guys that know our system, are extremely difficult to cover, all have different skill sets, but all can play multiple spots, which I think is what you're looking for, is not a guy stuck. He's only a slot. He's only an outside guy, a boundary guy, whatever it may be. All three of those guys are really, really playing well. And that's one of the strengths of our team is our wide receivers. Then you look at RJ and Keenan Garber and Ty Bowman and Xavier Lloyd, Jaden Jackson. There's a lot of names. Seth Porter, I'm probably missing one. And there's a lot of names that are in that mix that are taking a lot of the reps with really the first couple groups.
And does Deuce Vaughn fit into the picture in the slot quite a bit?
Yeah, we're going to move Deuce around. You know, everybody's going to know where he's at in game plan for him. So we need to be creative in how we get him the football. And whether that's in the backfield, whether that's in the slot, a lot of different looks probably to move him around. And it's also going to open up Phillip and Malik and Cade and some of the other guys as well. But, yeah, I think Colin and the offensive staff have done a really nice job through four or five practices to find different ways to – it's all about creating matchups, you know, trying to get Deuce, if he's not in the backfield, man-to-man on a linebacker or safety. And I think we've done a really nice job early on of just showing different looks and then motioning him or shifting him to different spots where all of a sudden you get a bad matchup.
Injury front, what's your comfort level exiting the conditioning drills?
I thought Coach True and his staff and Scott Trausch in nutrition and Mindy in the athletic training room, all that support staff did a phenomenal job of getting the guys ready for football. And now it's our job to get them ready for playing football as far as being out there longer and having pads on and the playing shape. But there's without a doubt our kids are stronger, they're faster, they have lean muscle mass because of the nutrition. We had a great setup this summer with our players being able to eat quite a bit and gain that muscle mass as well as get stronger. It's fun to see. Now, it's our job as coaches that we don't wear them out the entire month of August and September, and we're not as fresh as we need to be in October. We've made some adjustments to our practice schedule, adjustments to the amount of time out there, some of the different drills we're doing, so that we can try to stay fresher longer. And that's something that everybody's trying to do, but we've kind of done a lot of research, the support staff and myself, to come up with ways for our guys to take care of their bodies better, to hydrate, to have great nutrition, to have great recovery, so that they can bounce back and be able to stay healthy throughout the whole season.
Last season, with the extra linebacker spot you created with the new defense, beginning of the year you started with Khalid there, end of the year you used a lot of Reggie there. What did that whole experience teach you you can use at that spot?
We need both type of bodies. I think that's a big thing. And last year we didn't have both type of bodies, and we went out and either recruited to that or moved some guys around in the winter and the spring so that we had the ability, based on what the offense was going to do, whether they're going to go with big people, with two tight ends, which we see an awful lot more of in this league, that we can have a true backer in there, as well as to some of the teams that will be more spread offenses, more 11 and 10 personnel, and throwing the ball around, that we could go to a speed package out of it. We have to have both. And last year when Khalid got injured, we really were stuck with just one way of doing things, and we saw how people attacked us when we did it that way, and so we have to have an answer. That's something that we've looked at a lot as defensive coaches throughout the spring and the summer, is to create some different schemes where if we get caught with a smaller package with bigger people, that we have some calls to make, and vice versa when we have a bigger package out there with some of the 10 and 11 personnel sets.
How much of a help would Khalid be if he's fully healthy in there this
season? He'll be fully healthy. There's nothing that he's being held back from, but he's just missed an awful lot of time. And so for us, some of the time that he missed, we're getting back now in August and making sure that he's in tremendous shape physically, making sure that his knee is back. And we want to make sure that we have Khalid for the long haul, not just for the month of September. And so he'll be ready to go, though, early on in the season.
I also want to ask about Adrian. Is there anything he's still learning as he makes the transition?
Well, I think he'd tell you he's learning every day. That's the fun part of he was taking so many mental reps in the spring and trying to put himself in the position behind the cues and stuff of kind of watching as it goes. But now being able to have, live action of seeing things come at you and understanding how Coach Klein calls things. It's a different deal out there right now when you've got Felix, Nate, Pick, DeHance, Eli, none of those guys practice in the spring, so the pocket collapses a little bit more now than it did in the spring. So it's that speed of it has, I think, really been helpful for all of our quarterbacks, and You know, Will Howard's playing really well right now, doing some really good things. I think the combination of Will and Adrian leaning on each other and learning from each other has really helped as well.
As far as Felix is concerned, what are some of the bigger ways that you've seen him take a step forward from
this year? You know, he was another one that had surgery at the end of the season, so missed all of spring ball. So he's getting himself back healthy for starters, and we're smart with him because his was an injury that it takes time to heal, but he's healthy and ready to go. I just think understanding the game, he's always had a great motor and played extremely hard and fast, and he learned from Wyatt Hubert in that. And taking that to another level. Now it's just understanding the whys of the defense and the whys of the offense, you know, whether it's where the backfield set is, to tight end alignments, to where the ball's at on the hash, to the middle of the field, and seeing offensive tackles and guard sets and stuff. I just think he's so much more experienced, and he knows that people are going to have to turn the protection and stuff to him, and he knows that he's got to let the game come to him. He can't press on it. It's gonna come to him. But I'm excited because I think Nate's really gonna surprise some people. I know that Khalid's healthy will be a factor. Plus, with all the big guys we have inside, with healthy Eli, D. Hintz wasn't healthy last year. Pick wasn't healthy last year. All those guys are healthy. It's gonna open up a lot of opportunities for Felix, and he'll get his opportunities there.
Kind of touching on it already, but we didn't get to see a whole lot of Nate and Felix and Khalid on the field together last year. Yeah. When he got hurt, how exciting is the prospect of having kind of all of those weapons kind of available to you?
Yeah, it keeps us fresh up front in crucial situations of late in the game in 2 minutes, and gives us an opportunity potentially on third down to get them all in the game together. You throw those three in there, whether it's in a four down set with somebody like D or Pick or Eli, to create some good four man rushes, or have them all three in there and bring another linebacker, or just let those three guys go and cover. We're excited about not only having those guys healthy now, but sustaining that health and making sure that they can last throughout the whole season. And part of that is our job of making sure that we have enough rotation so that we're not spreading those guys thin as well as other ones.
Coach, when we talked to the four guys down in Dallas for media days, kind of felt the main takeaway, at least for me, was that they were kind of had a chip on their shoulder. They are out to prove something. How has the energy been throughout the team compared to the past few years that you've been here?
Well, we ended last season on a really high note with the 2021 team and them, you know, stamping their legacy of the amount of time they put in at K-State with, you know, changing the locker room and culture from the pandemic, not from anything in the past. Just we all had a struggle in 2020, and they, you know, they changed the locker room, they changed the culture in 2021 after going through that pandemic, then capped it off with an unbelievable win in the bowl game. And that was such a late game in January that we were turning around and starting back up in early March. And yeah, our guys are excited about maybe just scratching the surface of what we think we could have been and can be with that really good win to end the season. But it carried over into our winter conditioning. We had great numbers in winter conditioning. Had a really good spring, even though we were down some guys. And then that carried over in the summer. But, you know, now it's all that stuff was not easy, but manageable because it was non-padded every other day in spring. Well, now it's tough because it's adversity every day. We're practicing and there's no off days in between, or very seldom is there an off day, and we're rolling with full gear starting tomorrow and had some upper pads on. There's some challenges, and guys are sore and getting hit, and we got good players on both sides of the ball, so we've had competition days. Offense has won a day. Defense has won a drill during the day. It flips back and forth, and I think that's something we need, because I think it keeps that chip on there when they can, at any position, a corners can beat the wideouts can beat the corners, O-line can beat the D-line can beat the O-line. I think that competition is healthy, and we're trying to foster that competition every day.
You've always wanted to have like a 7 or 8 guys on the offensive line ready to play. Do you think you have that this year with KT and line gang coming
along? We're sure hopeful that we are. Excited about KT. Been here a while, matured. I think his best football is right now. Liney is going to be a really good player, just needs experience. But with Liney and KT, it allows us to swing Biebs a little bit. Really excited about where Hadley and Hayden Gillum are, because they push each other at center, plus one of them can play guard and kind of give TP a blow a little bit. And Sam Hecht has done some really good things early on as a guy that we think can crack into that top seven or top eight and give us some reps as well. And so over the next couple weeks, just finding the right mix and finding the right position so that we stay fresh and get the best five out there on any given down.
Do you feel as good about the depth at the nose as you did last year?
Yeah, I do. You know, we had Timmy Horn and Eli, and D Hintz was kind of the new guy, and now D's been around. He's coming off of an injury. Eli, I think I've said this, I think he's one of the best defensive linemen in the Big 12. Coming back for his sixth year, he's just so smart and such a savvy player and just gets the game between Eli and D Hintz. We have Uso, a junior college player. Damian Alalio is gonna help us, whether or not it's early sometime, because he's getting better. Cody Stuffelbean's an inside-outside guy. So we have really good depth there.
Could you break down just a little bit the linebackers and where they fit in and how many are kind of switching between?
Daniel Green and Nick Allen are playing mostly Mike. They're exclusive guys, I should say, at Mike Backer. Bo Palmer is also in the mix. And Bo's been in the program a few years now. And Bo will be a really good special teams player, continuing to get better at linebacker. He's more of a swing guy between Mike and Will. Will Honus and Austin Moore are playing some Will linebacker. And then Sean Robinson is playing Sam. Crew Jackson is swinging between Sam and Will. Gavin Forche is playing Sam backer. Desmond Purnell is also playing some Sam backer. But Des, I think, will have a huge impact on special teams as well as continuing to compete at Sam backer. Those are just a handful of names I think are really moving well and doing a good job. Tom Helton is a guy we moved over from wideout to linebacker last spring, and it's helped him as far as special teams being so much better and more physical. He's put on weight, put on strength. I don't know if he'll crack the rotation in the linebackers because he's just moved over, but gives us another really big body at 215 pounds or 220 that can be a really good special teams guy as well as be a backup linebacker.
You got some experienced, talented cornerbacks coming back, but is there anybody else there behind him you can see playing a little bit this season?
I do. We're going to have to be able to play 3, 4, and 5 guys. The one that jumps out at me that missed almost all of last year is Omar Daniels. Omar had an injury in fall camp last year and sidelined him most of the year. Got him back for bull prep, and he was kind of the emergency corner in bull prep. But he's one that has been in the system quite a while, that is understanding what we're doing and will push Julius and push Echo. Jordan Wright, new to the program. We're learning about him. Justice Clemens, new to the program. Learning about those guys. They both are really good, skilled players. We just got to find out more about them as we get into competition. Let's see. Jacob Parrish has done some really good things. Colby McAllister, a true freshman, has done some really good things. We'll get into some situational scrimmages and some different things over the next week to try to have some of those younger players, not only at corner but all spots, to see how they react when the lights are on. I don't know. Don't have really a comment on it. It goes back to the chip on our shoulder. We've got to earn that. We've got to earn our right to have those accolades. But nothing that we can control. We got to control what we can control, which is on a daily basis being the best versions of ourselves and attacking every day at practice and getting better.
You mentioned DJ Giddens earlier, and you talked about running backs. Can you go into just a little bit more in detail about what you like that he's done so much since he's been on campus?
He's a big physical running back that is learning how to play college football. That's the biggest thing I'd say about DJ. It was really foreign to him when he first got here, and has taken him a little bit to understand the physicality that he has to play with, even though he's a big guy, as well as understanding the playbook. Coach BA's done a really good job of trying to set some time aside to meet with him to go over some things so that he understands it better. And it looks like the game is starting to slow down for DJ. And we'll find out once we put him in some tough situations. But we need DJ Giddens to show up and be a guy that can compete for that number two job.
You mentioned that wide receivers are a strength of your team. How have you seen them adapt to Adrian Martinez as a quarterback?
Just the fact that those guys have thrown a lot in the summer, I think, helps. You know, we didn't get that opportunity in the spring, but in the summer, the Qs and the wide receivers and tight ends have gotten together quite a bit, and I think there's more and more of a connection and a comfort level. I see it on a daily basis, and just listening to the communication about where they're breaking things off or how they're seeing things. When you get older guys at that position at wide receiver and a couple of experienced quarterbacks, you should usually get that, and that's what we're getting right now. I'm sorry? He's done a great job. Coach Ward has come in here and challenged the guys, brought a wealth of experience himself in here, and brought some new things, new techniques, new drills to the table, and I'm excited because he challenges them every day, and I like it because they're responding and they're having great dialogue. I can see it on the field, hear it in the meeting rooms. They're having great dialogue and learning more about each other. And we need to be really, really strong at wide receivers. And that's because of what we know people are going to try to do to us, of trying to slow down number 22. Our wide receivers have to come up big, and I think they will.
Chris, I was curious if you might be able to address the leadership and what you see in the locker room so far and what the strength is of that.
The strength is the fact that I think we've got close to 30 seniors, varying from 4 to 5 to 6 year seniors. We have a leadership council of 23 guys that met with Coach True every week in the summer, and that I've gotten a chance to meet with a little bit more frequently, they're going to hold each other to the standard, and they know what the standard is. They know the expectation on a daily basis is to uphold that standard. And we have as good a locker room as we've had since I've arrived. Never have had a bad one. We had a tough one in 2020, but that wasn't as much as it was the pandemic. But we have a really strong group of leaders, and that's not just all seniors. There's a lot of seniors in there. There's some juniors in there. There's even some sophomores in there when you care about someone, you can hold them to that high standard because they know that they're trying to get the best out of you. And it's been fun to watch those guys challenge each other and grow.
Coach Klein, excited to get to work with Adrian. Is there new options we can see with a new quarterback in his first year?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, we're putting a lot of stuff in right now, and I know that Coach Klein's excited about the opportunity. I'm excited for him. It's going to be really neat to watch him grow in the position and watch him take, you know, put his own spin on it, take his own ownership, and he commands the room. There's no question about that, and the guys respond to him, not just quarterbacks, but everybody responds to him. We have a really good chemistry on that offensive staff that I'm excited to work with and see how those guys grow together.